The FAA is investigating yesterday afternoon's fiery crash of a single-engine plane in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. The plane went down in the parking lot of a retirement community in Manheim Township. Five people on board were hospitalized, several sent to burn centers. There were no injuries among people on the ground. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 362 points, while the NASDAQ is off 464 points. More on these.
Much. 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. Visit NordVPN and discover the benefits. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Encrypt your online traffic. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Good morning, it's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore police are investigating several weekend shootings. Officers heard gunfire in the 3200 block of Chelsea Terrace at around 6:30 Sunday evening, and when they arrived, they found a man with gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition. On Saturday, separate shootings injured two men. At around 9:30 in the morning, a man turned up at a hospital with a graze wound to the head. Police believe he was shot in the 1400 block of Myrtle Avenue. And shortly after 11 a.m., police were called to a hospital for a report of a walk-in shooting victim. Police have not determined where that shooting happened. And a pedestrian is hospitalized in critical but stable condition following a Friday night crash in the 500 block of West University Parkway. The accident happened at around 11:30 p.m., and the victim was unconscious on the street next to a scooter when police arrived at the scene. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again. My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With 17 days to go till opening day, the Orioles suddenly find themselves with roster spots to fill. Grayson Rodriguez, shut down after being given a cortisone shot, will not make opening day. Reliever Andrew Kittredge also lost, perhaps for months, arthroscopic surgery. This all on top of Gunnar Henderson's muscle strain from a week ago. On the field, stellar performance by Tomoyuki Sugano yesterday. Nine up, nine down, including five strikeouts. The crafty right-hander has not allowed a run in three appearances this spring as the O's beat the Twins 4-3. They're in Bradenton tonight, taking on the Pirates. Ravens news, the team has come to terms with Ronnie Stanley on a three-year deal, $60 million. Keeps the left tackle in Baltimore and out of free agency. This was GM Eric DaCosta at the Combine.
Never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate, a good process. We're going to meet with Kim.
And finally, Towson University's hopes for the NCAA tournament are still alive. Tigers beating Drexel yesterday in a CAA quarterfinal, 82-76. Dylan Williamson with a career-high 32 points in the win. Up next, the Delaware Blue Hens in the semis tonight on CBS Sports Network. Coming up at 6:35, the Steelers getting busy in the AFC North. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM listeners, hi, it's Jim with Wallace Roofing. Wallace Roofing's been protecting Maryland homes for over 90 years. That's three generations of getting the job done right. No shortcuts, no sales gimmicks, just honest work and quality workmanship. At Wallace Roofing, we answer our phones. A real human will answer the phone and answer your questions. 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
No rain to slow you down through Friday, just sunshine and mild temperatures. 65 this afternoon. Tomorrow's even warmer, 70. Wednesday, a few clouds, 60 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 50 degrees in Bel Air, 55 in Halethorpe, and 49 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. I got to ask you, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? We've had a great conversation thus far. Also, I believe Katie Sullivan, she'll be joining us tomorrow to talk about the recent win here in the state of Maryland for election integrity. She was going to come on today, and then unfortunately something else came up. So we'll have her on tomorrow, and we will talk about the recent win. I know a lot of us are obviously looking towards the midterms, and we're trying to figure out, you know, how this is all going to play out. I do believe President Trump's going to have some great wins here, which I think will translate, you know, as far as seeing more Republicans in office. Whether or not we're going to hang on to the majority in the House and the Senate right now, I would say yes. But, you know, stranger things have happened. And so, we'll talk to Kate Sullivan tomorrow about it. Also, I got a lot of you weighing in on the beets. And somebody did ask, is it beet chews or juice? And I'm saying chew. And I know it's probably hard to understand me. And I understand. C-H-E-W. Just so you know. And Mike, again, thank you for the phone call. And thank you, Carol Ann, also for the text message. I did just order on Amazon some of the beet chews. So hopefully those will be waiting for me at home. Okay. And so I'm excited to try them because, as many of you guys know, if you've ever dealt with migraines, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. And like, people can't see that you are in pain, but you feel it. And that's how it is at home, especially having Olivia. She can't tell that I'm absolutely miserable. And so she's still like, mommy, 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 you know, all day and night. So I tell her, I'm like, Livy, please, mommy doesn't feel good. But she doesn't get it because she can't see it. I tell her. But anyways, so I will try the beats. So thank you again, Mike, and all those that text in. I appreciate you. I did want to talk about some of those Trump wins, as I just mentioned. President Trump obviously has been doing a heck of a job when it comes to the southern border. And Tom Homan, Kristi Noem, our DHS secretary, she's been out there. I did talk about it last week because she was getting flack, which I didn't like. She was getting flack for looking beautiful as she was with ICE catching illegals. Like, is that really her fault? No, it's not her fault. Kristi's a beautiful woman. So, yes, she's going to look beautiful as she's out there catching ICE and they're, you know, doing videos and taking pictures. And so sometimes it's just like a cell phone video update. And there were so many people in her comment section that were like, do you have to look so glamorous? And I think I told you, I commented, I said, it's literally, she looks like this every day. She did her hair and put on makeup. I mean, what do you want from this woman? I mean, it's just, some people are just good looking. you know, what do you want them to do? Well, anyways, she was on Face the Nation this weekend, and she was talking about the border crossings. Take a listen.
I want to ask you, border crossings, they're at a 25-year low.
They are. It's fantastic.
There are 6,000 U.S. military personnel working at the border now. That number could go up to 9,000 by the end of the month. How long do you have to keep them there if the numbers are already dropping like this?
You know, we'll continue the partnership with the Department of Defense, but also we've got partnerships with Commerce, with the Attorney General's office. You know, we're working every day with the Secretary of State. We'll keep them there until that border is completely secure. And we see all-time record lows of encounters. Our Border Patrol is doing fantastic work, mm-hmm. but we're going to keep them there till the whole world gets the message that this isn't Joe Biden's world anymore. This is President Donald Trump's country where we have a border, where we have laws, and it applies equally to everybody.
And as you heard there, 25-year low. And, you know, President Trump mentioned that in his speech as he was addressing Congress and obviously the entire world. And he said, look, it's not that I needed a bunch of legislation to get these border crossings down. We just needed a new president. And he was correct on that. There are people that are turning around, they're, you know, getting to the border and saying, oh, wait, Trump won? It's not that other chick? It's like, no, Kamala lost and Joe Biden's nowhere to be found. And then people are just turning around. They're going back. And that is because they know that they mean business. They do. And I love the fact, honestly, I like the videos and all the updates from DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, because we could get her assistant, right? We could get her deputy. We could get her comms director or her spokesperson. No, she's doing it herself. I think that says a lot about her. People might comment and say, oh, she's so vain and she wants to look so pretty. She's out there herself. She doesn't have to be out there. Think about it. She doesn't have to be out there at all. She was in New York last week. I think I even saw her in Arizona the week prior to that. She doesn't have to be doing this herself. But she is. And again, I think that speaks to her character. And I think it also speaks to how much she really does care about this issue. And I've said previously, I like her a lot. I know that there was a lot of controversy because she wrote a book, and in the book, she did detail that she did end up shooting her dog. The dog, apparently, it wasn't the first time this dog ended up attacking the chickens on the farm. And so she took him out back and shot and killed him. And so some people, of course, online were like, how could you? You know, and there was all these tears and all these other things. And so people were very upset about it. And I think I mentioned it on the show. I was shocked to see so many Republicans upset about it, especially those that grew up in like the country life. Now, are there other ways to put your dog down? Sure. Could you just give the dog away that, you know, to somebody that doesn't have a chicken coop? Sure. But that's how she decided to handle it. And even though I wouldn't do such a thing, I'm not really judging her on it. And not only that, I thought that was just, I felt like it gave people a reason to dislike her. And we talked before how many women in politics, especially on the Republican side of the aisle, when they look a certain way, we talked about this, we're not going to go in it, but when it came to like Sarah Palin, Representative Ana Paulina Luna, Carrie Lake, Kristi Noem, now there's a lot of, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, now that she's on this side, she's getting a lot of flack. For some reason, women that look beautiful in office or running for office, they will get attacked on the dumbest stuff. That nobody would ever say this to either a guy, or it might be like a news story, but then it only lasts about a week. And, you know, it's out of the news cycle. For some reason, and I said this, you know, for sure when it came to Sarah Palin, and they always call them airheads, right? It doesn't matter. She can be, you know, I saw this with Madison Jesiato, you know, running in Ohio. She's an attorney with a law degree, but because she was Miss Ohio 2014, and there's like these pictures out there of her, you know, walking on stage with her sash on, obviously there was a bikini portion, it's Miss USA, right? Well, anyways, because of those pictures are there, even though she's an attorney and she's very smart, they call her an airhead all the time. All the time. I could go to any of her posts and she's called either an airhead or like some bimbo or something like that. And I'm like, what in the world? And she goes on CNN and she gives great commentary. But because Madison is beautiful, she must be incapable of, you know, the job. But she's not. So anyways, this is how I feel about Kristi. And I felt like that story about the dog was just a story that people wanted to take to throw at her to get her out of the running. Because remember, at this time, people were wondering if she was going to be in the Trump administration, and they were also wondering if she was going to be his VP running mate. It was right before he made the decision on J.D. Vance. And so she was on the short list. And I like Kristi Noem. I think she's very capable, very competent. I think she works very hard. And I've, you know, had the pleasure of meeting her once at Mar-a-Lago. She was a sweetheart and very attentive. And I don't know. I like her. And I hope she goes further. And I love the fact that she's going across the country with ICE and making sure that these border crossings are down and making sure that we deport these people here that are here illegally. And so kudos to her. On the other side of the aisle, you have people like Representative Jasmine Crockett, who was on MSNBC over the weekend. And even though you had Kristi Noem on Face the Nation talking about border crossings being down, Jasmine Crockett was talking about border crossings and how she believes that it's not illegal. Take a listen.
It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally. It's not a criminal. It's crime. It's not a crime, which is why they're so frustrated, because they really want our local law enforcement to go out and round up people when they could be looking out for the murderers and the sexual abusers, as well as the robbers. They want them to go and round people up on civil accusations.
Yes. And John, I think, Firefighter John, you sent over a text about that particular clip. You know, I had it ready and waiting. So, yes, that was Representative Jasmine Crockett on MSNBC. And she said that crossing the border illegally is not a crime. Now, this woman is also supposedly an attorney. Okay. She has a law degree. She has a law degree. Not only is it illegal, you know, the best part about people on X, of course, they throw up the law. They were like, it's this section of articles such as... They're like, sweetheart, it's definitely illegal to cross our border illegally, which is why it's called illegal crossing. I don't understand. Again, these are the kind of people that we need to target in the midterms as far as getting them out of office, okay? The progressives, the squad, those individuals that make absolutely no sense whatsoever and that are just completely ridiculous. I know I'm going to be called every name in the book, because I am looking at some of these seats, whether it's in, you know, the House of Delegates or whether it's in our state Senate. And I'm looking at some of these progressives and I'm thinking, I bet there's a moderate somewhere in that district that could put up a really good fight. And you know what? If we help them out, you can go ahead and give me all the flack you want. But if we get rid of that progressive because that moderate stepped up, then I'm not going to say I told you so, and I'm not going to ask for a thank you, but I'm just going to say, next time, keep it down. Okay? Next time, keep it down. All right? Because I know there's a guy, William Newton. He does it all the time. I get pictures all the time of him posting stuff about me all the time and saying, oh, she's you know, she likes Democrats and she's this and she's that. Let me be very clear. When it comes to working across the aisle, I have always been determined to work across the aisle. And I can work across the aisle with people that are moderate, that can have a logical conversation, and we can get to the bottom of a solution and make some compromises. When it comes to progressives, and I said this before, they are the problem, in my view, in this country. It's not Democrats, it's progressives. Those individuals do not have common sense solutions. They can't have a common sense conversation. And so, yes, I am completely against progressives, you know, whether it's Johnny Oshesky, whether it's Jasmine Crockett, whether it's Delegate David Moon, who we talked about last week in the Maryland General Assembly. These are the people that I want out of office. And if I feel as though a Republican cannot win that seat, yes, I will support a moderate Democrat in that seat. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. And so go ahead and get ready if you want to comment on it to those that like to say things. Go ahead and do so. But that's exactly what I plan to do this midterm election. Again, just a reminder, we're going to have Kate Sullivan on tomorrow talking about election integrity and the win that we had here in the state of Maryland as far as our elections go. Because this is what's important. And these are the things that we should be focused on, honestly. But yes, that was Jasmine Crockett making a fool of herself yet again. Yet again. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk to you a little bit about this fight between Candace Owens and Laura Loomer. Now, Candace Owens, who I'm not fond of at all. You know what? I think if there's one person in the entire world who I hope gets all the karma they can possibly get, it is Candace Owens. She is just Not a nice person. Not a good person. But I wanted to talk to you about the fight that she and Laura Loomer had over the weekend, because it's getting to a point where people are starting to realize the anti-Semitism that has been rearing its ugly head on social media, and particularly on X, formerly known as Twitter. So we are going to talk about that as well. I do want to get into President Trump and his explanation. Again, he keeps telling people over and over again, he has no plans to cut Social Security or any of these government agencies, you know, but yet here we are having this conversation again. So President Trump went back on Fox News to explain again, and we're going to talk about that coming up next.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important, because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnieSteele.com.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday to you. We are going to talk about some of the highest paid nonprofit executives. I just want to mention that as well. But real quick here, you know, President Trump, he is constantly having to explain himself. And it makes me sad because, look, I understand that there's going to be a lot of media pushback. And there's going to be a lot to try to make Trump look like the bad guy. But he has said time and time again that he's not cutting certain programs. He's not going to cut Medicaid. He's not cutting Social Security. Yet he's having to talk about this over and over again. Well, he was on Fox News again this weekend. And of course, he was talking about the border crossings and how those are down. And he's talking about all the great things that they're doing. But he did address it again. So in case you missed it, in case you're one of those people that believe that President Trump might cut some of these things, because you've been hearing that from other media outlets. And I look, trust me, I understand. I've heard it too. I want you to hear from Trump himself. Take a listen.
We're going to have growth like you've never seen before.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you said that.
We're going to have growth. I'm not going to touch Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. No, we're going to get fraud out of there. You know, you see where I talk about it all the time, where you have people 250 years old and all, you know, tremendous fraud. But that has nothing to do with that. We're going to get the fraud out, and everybody wants us to get the fraud out, and therefore you'll make it better. But we're going to have tremendous growth. When you look at all of the car companies that are now coming into the United States, and they've been announcing, like on a daily basis, they're going to build their plants and they're going to create tremendous numbers of jobs and so many other things. And I'm doing something else that I think is very exciting. Maybe I'm wrong. A gold card. For $5 million, you buy a path to citizenship in this country. We'll see. I believe that Apple and all these companies that can't get people to come out of college and come because they get thrown out. Think of it. You graduate number one at the Wharton School of Finance or Harvard or Stanford, and you get thrown out of the country. You can't stay more than one day. And they want to hire these people, but they can't. They've complained to me about it. Now they can buy a gold card, and they can take that gold card and make it a part of their deal to get these top students. No different than an athlete, yeah. Like a bonus. It's a signing bonus. And you're going to have a lot of people buy that. You're going to have a lot of companies buying gold cards. So for $5 million now, it's a lot of money when you add it up if we sell a lot of them.
Yeah.
If we don't, it's nothing ventured, nothing lost. But I think it's going to be very successful. You can't get a green card. A green card, this would be a green card on steroids. This would be a much better than a green card.
And again, that was President Trump. In the beginning there, he's heard that he's not going to cut those programs. And he did talk about the gold card. And I guess that we could have that conversation as well. Some people might not like the idea of it. You know, that's something I think we would have to really get down to the details of. I was looking to see if there was anything that he put out, the administration put out, detailing just kind of, you know, what comes along with that gold card. And what that means as far as, I'm sure he's talking about like those coming over, as he mentioned, some of the top, you know, whether they're in the tech industry or engineers, things like that. But does that hold back some of those that have already been applying for their status? Does that put them towards the back of the line? I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. And, you know, once we get more details about the so-called gold card, we'll go into it. You know, just hearing what Trump had to say doesn't sound like a bad idea, but the devil's in the details, right? And I'm not one to say, I tell you all the time, I'm not in a cult. So there are things that President Trump has done in the past that I don't appreciate and that I don't support. And I think I talked about this before. When his first term, they cut a bunch of funding to Special Olympics, and I had to go on and, you know, spout off about it on social media. These, you know, there's certain things you don't do, right? And that's one of them. That's one of them. You don't cut money to anybody in our very vulnerable community that is special in any way. So that I was not happy about. And so we'll look into the gold card. I also wanted to read this post to you from former Senator Marco Rubio. Now he is, the Secretary of the State Department. He said, after a six-week review, we are officially canceling 83% of the programs at USAID. The 5,200 contracts that are now canceled spent tens of billions of dollars in ways that did not serve, and in some cases even harmed, the core national interests of the U.S. In consultation with Congress, we intend for the remaining 18% of programs we are keeping, approximately 1,000, to now be administered more effectively under the State Department. Thank you, DOGE, and our hardworking staff, who worked very long hours to achieve this overdue and historic reform. And so we did talk about this a bit. We always believed, I think, you know, many of you agreed, that some of these contracts would end up going to the State Department, and then they would divvy out the money in some of these cases instead of USAID so that they could have oversight. And that is apparently what's happening. That post was by Marco Rubio at 4:55 a.m. this morning. So this is pretty breaking news. I see that we have a caller who wants to weigh in about the gold card. We can do that. Also, the fight between Laura Loomer and Candace Owens and the highest paid nonprofit executives in the Baltimore region. They're making a ton of money. We'll talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ending the war in Ukraine will be the focus of talks set for tomorrow. The discussions involving Secretary of State Rubio and high-ranking Ukrainian officials being hosted by the Saudis. President Trump says that tariffs, while imposing short-term economic pain on Americans, will provide long-term gain for the country as a whole. Meanwhile, the Canadian province of Ontario has made it official, imposing a 25% electricity surcharge on U.S. customers. The Supreme Court agreeing to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ children, that in a case out of Colorado. And the FAA investigating yesterday afternoon's fiery crash of a single-engine plane in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 361 points. More details at SRNNews.com. audiologyassociates.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the O's and Pirates in Bradenton, Florida tonight at 6:05. Game will be on Masson, one of eight in the exhibition season. Matt Bowman set to take the hill for Baltimore, with the O's suddenly facing the loss of both Grayson Rodriguez and reliever Andrew Kittredge to their pitching staff. Albert Suarez could be a possibility to replace Rodriguez. He'll face the Yankees tomorrow in Tampa. Lamar Jackson's blindside protection has been retained. The Ravens and Ronnie Stanley agreeing on a deal that keeps the left tackle here for 3 years at $60 million. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Steelers are taking a shot, acquiring DK Metcalf from the Seahawks for a second rounder and agreeing to pay the wide receiver $150 million over 5 years. And finally, former NFL running back Eddie George has been hired as the new head football coach at Bowling Green University, which reminds us of the great personal rivalry between George and the Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis.
People ask me, do I miss the game? I never missed the game because I gave it everything I had. But I tell you what I do miss. I missed the moment I had to look Eddie George in his eyes.
We go way back. Ray said something like, if I saw you on the football field, I'd take you out. And I said, man, you too light in the ass, man.
And I was like, Eddie, really? Wait a minute now. Be careful now. I'm a different breed.
Ray and I didn't like each other. It was more than just a game. It was personal.
Those were the days. And by the way, the story was reported by Pikesville native Matt Zenitz, now with CBSSports.com. Coming up in 30 minutes, College Park says goodbye to Julian Reese. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
It feels like spring is here. And it's here to stay. At least this week, temperatures are running almost 10 to 20 degrees above the norm all week long. No rain through Friday. 65 the high today. Overnight, upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow's the warmest day out of the week, near 70. Wednesday cools slightly. 60 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, happy Monday to all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kim Klasick Live every Monday through Friday here on WCBM from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I know that you have options, and I appreciate you tuning in here. If you're ever on the go, don't forget you can go to the App Store and download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. And also through that app, you can text me live here in studio, and I'll get your text message as well. Just a little update, because, you know, the question of the day we had earlier was talking about the Epstein files. If you haven't already, go to WCBM.com and partake in our poll, which is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think we will ever get the Epstein files? So far, 90% of you say no. 10% of you say yes, we are going to get those files. I guess I say no because I think it's going to be so redacted that it's just, it'll be impossible to read it and to truly understand and see who was involved. So that's why I'm in the no column. But as you can hear there, 10% of you so far believe, yes, we are going to get it. Before the break, we were talking about this idea because President Trump brought it up in the Fox News interview about the gold card, which would allow big corporations, whether it's, you know, Google or Meta or any of those things, for them to bring in individuals from other countries on a quote-unquote gold card, which is similar to a green card, but it would cost those companies a ton of money. And I guess he would put that money into paying down the debt, I am sure, or certain of it. But he didn't release any details on it. There aren't any details on the White House website. So I didn't really want to get into the conversation without knowing exactly what this entails. We did bring it up, so it looks like William and Carney. William, you want to weigh in on it?
Yeah, thank you for letting me chime in, Ken.
Yep.
You know, yeah, and if they want to bring them in, they got schools, you know, they got buildings where their employees stay at. They built in silicone, right? So they could put a school in there, and it hired a lot of Hillsdale College people that graduated to teach the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and American history. And that way they're employing people with degrees. And once they learn about our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and if they go back to their countries and they got friends and all, they can start working with them politicians that are coming up in the younger generation to understand and spread the word of liberty.
Yeah, no, that is an idea for sure. And hopefully that will, that's, you know, what will be part of what we're geared towards happening. But like, yeah. I said, I haven't seen anything yet. I don't know if you have, William. I haven't seen anything yet about it.
I heard about it, but I figured I'd throw that out in the airways and let people chime on to it. But yeah, that's a good idea, because bring our business back. They took it out when my generation was growing up. They took Bethlehem Steel. They took the car company GM out of here.
Yep, yep.
GMC, you know.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah.
No, I'm right there with you, William. I do believe that we need to bring all of that back home. So I agree with you.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I got another question. You were talking about the files. Only way they could do that is go through the Supreme Court and have a good case about it. Might take a while, but that's the best way to go about it, to find out the truth.
Yeah, but it's so sad at the same time, though, William, because I was hoping that we were going to get some of the truth here during Trump's administration, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Yeah, I grew up in that era and watched it happen. You know?
Yeah.
Our government was in a lot of shady stuff, and that guy that was supposed to shoot him didn't shoot him. Because as far as I understand from listening coast to coast back in the days, and people were specifying, that gun was broken down in the depository where he was at, and the bullets were laying there, so the gun was never fired.
Are you talking about JFK?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they are supposed to release those files as well. You know what, William? I believe it when I see it. That's how I feel.
And then you got to remember, at that era, it was this Southern Democrat Party was running a lot of that area back in the time, like George Wallace and all them. His vice president Johnson and all that, and the Bushes were involved in it too. So you know.
Yeah. We'll see if we get any information on it. William, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me chime in with you, Kim. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. We'll see what happens with these file drops. We're also supposed to get the files for Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination as well. I know a lot of people had a lot of questions. RFK, I don't know, was RFK on the list? I have questions about his assassination also. But we'll see what happens. Like I said, I'll believe it when I see it. Right now, I'm not getting my hopes up. Real quick here, before we get into the highest paid nonprofit executives, Laura Loomer and Candace Owens had a huge fight over the weekend, and it goes into something else here. It was not just a fight between the two women. But Laura Loomer posted this. It says, "All of the Jew haters on X are awfully quiet today about the Christians who are being slaughtered by Muslims in Syria. Islam is the religion of pieces, not the religion of peace. Let me know when the Jew haters who accuse Israel of genocide speak out about this." All right, so it's no question that Laura Loomer is Jewish herself. But I will say Laura Loomer does call out things as she sees it, even when it comes to the Jewish community. Well, you know, of course, Candace, she responded to that post, even though it was not directed at her. Candace says, "We discussed 2 months ago that this was the slaughtering of Christians would happen in Syria. Please stop celebrating Christian slaughter because you think it helps prove a point about Zionism. Israel is implicated in Syria." And I hope that helps. So she posted some kind of video. So here's the thing that's been happening on X, in case you missed it. There's been a lot of anti-Semitism. A lot. It's gotten to the point where it's so overwhelming. Myself, that is not Jewish, even I'm uncomfortable, okay? You could see it. It's talked about a lot. You now have Joe Rogan had on his Joe Rogan Experience podcast. He had a guy named Ian Carroll on. He was talking about these conspiracies and, you know, the usual tropes. It's getting out of control. It really is. I would go ahead and say that it is. It's completely out of control already, not just getting out of. You saw what happened over the weekend as far as Columbia University. You know, these protesters have been protesting at these universities, threatening Jewish students. Luckily, they're revoking some of the green cards and sending people and deporting them back. I say good. I'm glad that that's happening. This is not something that I thought I was going to see in 2025, and that is anti-Semitism rearing its ugly head. It's out of control. It is out of control. It's not just Candace Owens, okay? There's a whole crew now, and I will say they're in the Republican Party circles that have been going on and on about Israel and how Israel's involved in all this stuff, and no matter what it is, they try to draw an association to, you know, somebody that is Jewish, no matter what happened negatively in U.S. history. I mean, I saw something where they said, you know, the Jews were behind 9/11. The Jews are behind all this other stuff. I guess here's my thing. When you see Jewish students being tormented on campuses, to the point where they don't even want to walk around on campus, it's gone too far, okay? This isn't protesting anymore. This is called harassment. That's harassment. I don't know when we took this turn. Maybe some of you can help me understand this. I don't know why we have so many people within the Republican circles. Of course, the left has also been, you know, of course, they've been all over this, but anti-Semitism is making a huge comeback. Not that it was ever gone, but it's making a huge comeback. I saw even Theo Von, the comedian, had Candace on, and they were talking about, you know, things that many people could say were anti-Semitic. And I'm glad that President Trump and this administration is standing beside Israel. What we witnessed on October 7th, what we've witnessed in the past and in history when it comes to the Jewish community, right? I mean, you had people questioning. Candace was questioning the Holocaust. It's just like, where are we going with this rhetoric? Where is the end game here? What are we trying to accomplish? Now, of course, and as I said earlier, you know, I'm not a fan of Candace at all, but this is out of control. And so I appreciate Laura Luber calling it out. And you know what was so great about it? And Candace, of course, didn't respond to this. But Laura Luber says, let's not forget how you even have a career, right? This is what she said to Candace, and this is true. Candace started out with the Horowitz team. She started out with Dennis Prager. Turning Point, if you didn't know, most of the donors and funders at Turning Point with Charlie Kirk are Jewish. And then, of course, she then went to the Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro. And she there was hired by Jewish individuals. But now, because she was fired at the Daily Wire, like, everything she posts about is, like, her hate for Jewish people. How does she square this up with, you know, racism in general? Because she used to be one of those people that would say, hey, this isn't all black people engaging in this. So saying that, oh, this is black culture, which I agree. And we talked about this on the show. Black culture is not the degenerate culture. There is a subculture within black culture, which is degenerate. Okay? Not the same thing. But now she is one of these people that is basically saying that because of Israel, because of the Jewish community, we have all these problems and negative tragedies within U.S. history. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I've seen it, and I wanted to call it out because it's not where I thought we'd be. And like I said, I'm glad that President Trump is making it very known that he stands by Israel. And like I mentioned, I'm glad to see that those on the college campuses that are threatening these Jewish students, I'm glad to see that they're being deported. I'm happy to see it. Now, of course, there's still going to be some questions because some people are talking about, oh, you know, some of these students. I guess one of the students that was taken off of campus over the weekend, he has a green card and is, you know, his wife is here and she's pregnant and all this other stuff. And so people were saying, oh, well, that's not really right. You shouldn't be able to do that. I'm sorry. If you are on a college campus, and then they said that he's already graduated. You're on a college campus and you are taking part in destruction of property and you're harassing these other students that are just trying to go to class. You can go. You can go. Why would we have any use for somebody like that? We don't. We want these people, if you're here in this country, you should be a contributing member to society. I don't need you here if this is what you're going to do. So again, we'll continue to watch, but I'm glad that President Trump and his administration has taken action. And I also saw where, you know, there's been some federal grant funding. Apparently, we were giving Columbia University $400 million. Did you know this, Brian the producer? $400 million to Columbia University, as if they don't have the alumni to donate this kind of money, because they do. But they got federal funding and a federal grant for $400 million, and President Trump has announced that that's been revoked. Yeah, good. Good. Because shame on Columbia, shame on any of these universities that has been allowing this to happen. It's one thing to peacefully protest. It's another thing to harass a student for the crime of being Jewish. Okay? I mean, that's you can't do it. So anyways, just wanted to put that out there. Not sure if you guys have noticed the anti-Semitism and how much it has been taking over certain platforms. But I see it. And I just wanted to let you know that I see it. And I did have a tweet yesterday that not everybody was happy about because I was cursing. But but sometimes I do curse, okay? But I did post on X yesterday that I've had enough of this conversation. And I don't care if you're quote-unquote noticing things. And I'm over it. I'm over it. There are people that are being harassed across the country. And last time I checked, harassing someone based on something they cannot control or, you know, just existing in general. That's not what we do here. And I don't know why we're thinking it's okay, but it's not okay. Not okay. All right, when we get back, I do want to tell you a little bit about some of these high-paid nonprofit executives in the Central Maryland area. This is a report in the Baltimore Sun, and I just want to tell you about it, just touch on it. You can definitely read it on your own time, but I will touch on it when you get back, because we've talked before about the in crowd and the crew, right? Especially in Baltimore City. We mentioned there was over 3,400 nonprofits, and most of those executives, they make well over six figures. And that's what really the economy here is made up of in the state of Maryland. So when you see Governor Wes Moore and all these people freaking out about losing, you know, money from USAID that's going in a lot of these nonprofits, it's because that's exactly their biggest donors. That's where they're getting their paychecks. It's all connected. So either they're federal workers, they work for the state of Maryland, or they're in these executive positions or in these nonprofits in general. This is why I call it the real blueprint. These individuals all vote blue, and they vote blue because obviously somebody like President Trump is coming along and cutting off some of this funding. So these people that we're going to go through in just a second here, I'm pretty sure they're not sure exactly what they're going to do in some of these positions, especially those that are receiving a ton of federal funding. But we'll talk about that when we get back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the way liberals always are. They always have been. They're very dour and they're awful people. They want you to be as miserable as they are. They can't stand for you to be happier than them. They have to drag you to their spot. This is the personality type that Democrats possess. They hate you because you're a success. They want to take what you have. They say that the reason why you have something is because you have an unfair advantage. They're very unhappy people.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. So I appreciate the fact that David Smith and Armstrong Williams have taken over at the Baltimore Sun, because we're getting a little bit more information that we wouldn't normally get, because the Baltimore Sun has always leaned so heavily to the left. But there is an article now in the Sun. It was posted yesterday at 5 a.m. if you want to take a look at it. And I'll go ahead and give you the headline here. Meet some of the highest paid nonprofit executives in Central Maryland. Now, this is under the business portion. And it starts like this. The highest paid social services leader among Central Maryland's top nonprofits is a chief executive officer whose total compensation tops $1.1 million in value. And this is according to interviews and forms filed with the IRS. Now, the Baltimore Sun compiled the data for the state's top 20 nonprofits in Central Maryland. This is only just the top 20, by the way. There's lots of them, lots. As measured last month by the Baltimore Business Journal, according to revenue volume, excluding universities, hospitals, addiction centers, recreational councils, and trusts, as well as retirement, assisted living, and continuing care communities. The records show that John K. Hoey, the president of and CEO of the Y in Central Maryland, earned a compensation package valued at $1.1 million in the fiscal year ending in December of 2023, the most recent year for which the data is available. The figure includes $742,000 in base pay and $362,000 in other forms of compensation, and this is according to the 990 tax filings, which nonprofits are required to file with the IRS. And I know that because I had, of course, I think we mentioned a potential me. We're helping women get back into the workforce. So, of course, you had to continuously file and keep things on the books, which is why I was always so dumbfounded by the fact that Safe Streets and, you know, when it comes to Catholic Charities and LifeBridge, those two that house Safe Streets, the fact that you can't just walk in the door and ask for their information is mind-boggling, because that's not usually how it's set up. It's not usually how it works at all. And if you don't have that information, usually your tax-exempt status is revoked. But for some reason, I don't know how and don't know why, but for some reason, they're just fine. Of course, that was the why of Central Maryland. Two other executives have packages totaling $400,000 in value. Again, this is how they make so much money. This is where Governor Wes Moore comes from, the nonprofit world. And I'm not saying these nonprofits aren't great and they're not doing a great job. I mean, let's be honest. I think the Y does do a great job, of course. But this, you know, people are getting very wealthy at running these nonprofits, and they're supposed to be kind of like public servants. And I will say those that get all of the action, I will say, are part of that in crowd. And apparently, and we'll probably talk more about this tomorrow, this actually also includes Mayor Brandon Scott's new wife, Hannah Scott, and the nonprofit she was involved in. I'm going to do some more reading into that, but I was told this morning that she, too, was at a nonprofit that received a lot of money for administrative costs. But then when it comes to actually doing the work that they claim to be doing, there wasn't a ton of money going towards that. And I will continue to look at that, and I'll bring you that information once I have it. But you have the CEO of the Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore was the second highest paid on the list. Compensation package of $872,000. That's a lot of money. Think about it. These are nonprofit leaders that, again, are supposed to be doing great work in the community. And I'm not saying that they aren't, but come on. The CEO of Goodwill Industries, $663,000. You got Sean Callahan, the president of Catholic Relief Services, and a 34-year veteran of the International Humanitarian Agency, earned $643,000. Catholic Charities is up there. We talked about William McCarthy Jr. before. He's at $510,000 a year. Thruvig Raj's sister, she made the list, Krish. She's at $642,000 a year. She does stuff with the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services. Is that the Baltimore Sun? Take a look at it. These people are making a ton of money. Tons. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to you all tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share.